This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it's not just single-family homes with lawns that have been jumping in value. The condo market has been red hot. Condo prices up about 12% since the spring of last year. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I know it seems like everywhere you look, there's a luxury high-rise going up, but condo construction has actually never really recovered from the Great Recession.
It came down and it kind of remained at a fairly low level.
Robert Dietz is an economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He blames a decade of low supply for high condo prices and why first-time home buyers are struggling to get a proverbial foot in the door. The condo market did dip early in the pandemic as home buyers fled to the burbs, but Lawrence Yoon with the National Association of Realtors says urban life is making a comeback.
Some people have natural attraction to the city life, and the condominium provides that option.
Historically, condo prices have been pretty vulnerable to recessions, but even if the Fed's soft landing is more of a hard tumble?
I think this time is different because the concern on home buying is about affordability.
So even if there is a recession, there will still be demand for condos as one of the few semi-affordable options left. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.